looking fresh as lettuce here in West Virginia is cornerback Kareem Jackson.
Fresh as lettuce. I like that.
It's cooler out here, isn't it?
It is. A lot cooler.
How's training camp going? What's it been like for you?
Day two is going great. You know, it's just all about getting back out there and getting acclimated to, you know, just being in 11-on-11 settings and just kind of getting our feet back, you know, up under us as far as football settings and stuff. You know, it's always great to be around the guys and all around the team and stuff. So, you know, I mean, here in West Virginia, like I said, the weather's great. So, we can come out and get a lot of work done and kind of, you know, save our bodies as well.
It seems like from an outside perspective that things move a little bit quicker. The tempo of the practice is quicker. Is that true? Am I reading that the right way?
Yeah, tempo has picked up a little bit. You know, just think that's something as a team. You know, we're just trying to, you know, get a little better at it, at the tempo. You know, guys are just all getting in and out of the huddle defensively and offensively, you knowing what to do and, you know, just kind of going out and execute.
What's better about you as a player this year as opposed to last and the years before?
For me, you know, it's all about the knowledge of the game. So, you know, just trying to progress my knowledge of the game, you know, each and every year. You know, of course, you know, technique-wise, I definitely want to improve on that, you know. And, you know, just doing the little things, that, you know, that's going to help me be successful on Sunday.
You guys always have fun as a unit. Looks like you're having a little bit more fun this camp around. Is that safe to say defensively?
I think we're one of the groups out here that have the most fun. You know, it's because we have, you know, a ton of different personalities in our group. But, I mean, I like to say every year we come out and, you know, we just try to raise the intensity, you know, and, you know, we're all playing a game that we love, you know, something we wanted to do as kids. So, you know, how could you not come out and have fun?
And that kind of leads in part to some of the dancing that we've seen, right?
Right, definitely. You know, it's all about having fun out here, you know, and if we're having fun as a group flying around, you may see a little bit of dancing out of us.
Are you the best dancer on the defense?
On the defense, not at all. I'm close to the bottom percentile when it comes to that. You know, I'm not much of a dancer, but if I feel it a little bit and something hits me, you know, I may bust a move a little bit.
I hear you. Who is the best dancer then?
Best dancer on the D. I don't know. That's a great question.
It's the hard-hitting stuff that I come at you with.
Yeah. I seen Brian do some unbelievable moves in the weight room.
Cushing or Peters?
Brian Cushing. Brian Peters might be the best dancer on the defense.
Is that right?
Am I saying that right? That's a tongue twister. Best dancer on the defense, but dancer on defense, best dancer on defense. Say it three times, six times fast.
Best dancer on the defense, best dancer on the defense, best dancer on the defense.
That ain't fast enough.
Well, you're a professional cornerback. I'm just a slow journalist, I mean, or
right.
Web guy.
You got a point there.
I do have a point. All right. Well, Kareem, we thank you for the time. Best of luck the rest of camp, and can't wait to see you out there.
No problem. Thank you.